今天的经文是记载在哥林多后书五章十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。读经完毕。
Thank you for everyone for coming to listen to I and Ethan's testimony and baptism. And I will begin my testimony. When I was little, church was like extra school to me, and Bible stories were like fairy tales. I only went because my parents forced me to go. In church, I felt like I didn't belong there because I didn't understand the sermons, nor could I apply them to my life. I felt alone in that no one would understand me because they had faith and I didn't. Outside of church, I felt empty and unloved. I only focused on myself and was self-centered. But as I continued to attend church, I was able to witness people getting baptized and listen to their testimonies. They sparked my interest in a connection with God. I wondered, how amazing is God for them to devote their life to Him? I too wanted to witness His great love. As I grew up, I made friends who pointed me more towards God. And His Word. I began to realize how much the Lord understood me and wanted to know about me. He created me in His image with the intention of having a personal relationship with me. Just like in James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. But I felt like I wasn't ready to have a relationship with Him. Yes, I may have understood the sermons now. However, I felt that my heart didn't truly love God. I began to question myself. Do I really love Him? And did I have faith in God? I felt lost as if I was fake and I was deceiving myself. So I prayed and asked God to reveal what was truly in my heart. And my intentions. Like in Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 to 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there are any grievous way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. The Lord showed me the pride stuck in my heart and how I prioritize living for the world and how God has been waiting patiently for me while I was searching for an alternative. I recognize what it really means when Jesus died on the cross for me. He willingly sacrificed Himself for me so that I can have a relationship with God. Jesus died for me, a horrible, selfish person and a sinner. God has always been with me, yet I have been too blinded to see His love around me. The Lord truly does not call the qualified, but qualifies the called. Those who are broken, those who have been seeking that eternal water, so that we may never thirst again. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to save me from my wretched self. Thank you for cleansing me of my sins and giving me a new life. Thank you for sending your Son to help me get to know you more. And thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to change me and help me grow. So I decided I didn't want to live for the world, but I want to give my all to Jesus, focusing on Him only. Like in Luke chapter 22, verses 42, says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. I want to live God's will for me, doing whatever He calls to me. I want to submit my flesh and live a holy life because God is holy. I want to serve others just like Jesus did and become a fisher of men. I want to always remember the Lord's love for me and how he brought me back to life. Ever since I met Christ, I feel more at peace, knowing the Lord has my back through the good and bad. I no longer feel lost and unloved because I know the Lord's love is unconditional. After the Lord transformed me, I began to see him in my everyday life through his creations and people that are around me. These relationships and people are God's blessings and the many opportunities that he has given me. Now that the Lord has opened my eyes, I plan to do everything in the glory of God. I want to continue to build a stronger relationship with him so that I may live a life of repentance, turning away from sin, and growing in righteousness with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Just like in Psalms chapter 119, verses 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." Thank you.
我全要嘅講講Blessing王子近姊妹佢嘅得救見證嘅翻譯啦。佢話佢喺佢成長過程裡面，佢有翻教會，但係翻教會同翻學冇乜分別。聖經嘅故事都係好似一啲嘅童話故事嘅一樣。之所以佢翻教會，都係因為佢父母要佢翻。喺教會裡面或者喺教會嘅外面，佢對神嘅感覺都係好疏離，感覺唔到神嘅愛。 亦都感覺唔到被愛。隨住時間耐咗啦，Blessing見到唔同嘅人喺教會裡面有受浸，有得聽過佢哋嘅見證，得救嘅見證。佢嘅心裡面就開始有渴望同呢一位神建立個人嘅關係嘅一個願望。透過身邊嘅朋友嘅引導，Blessing開始讀聖經同埋逐漸意識到，原來聖經裡面所講嘅呢一位神係了解佢嘅，係同埋好深愛佢嘅。 即使佢而家開始明白多咗講道信息嘅內容，但佢仍然仲未好確定佢對神係咪有一個真正嘅信心同埋愛神，所以佢開始喺禱告裡面同神去祈求，求神去指引佢，等佢可以睇清楚佢自己嘅內心。神就話俾 Blessing 聽，俾佢睇得到，原來佢嘅生命入面仍然有一啲嘅驕傲，同埋佢對世界嘅慾望係阻攔緊佢去信靠神。 后来Blessing真正嘅去了解到乜嘢系为基督为佢牺牲，原来就系讲紧神系出于爱佢为佢嘅罪而死。佢意识到神一直嘅内心等待紧佢，于是佢将佢嘅生命献俾神。而家 Blessing 好努力嘅学习点样遵行神嘅旨意系咩意思，而唔系跟随自己嘅意愿，学习点样去服侍其他嘅人，点样去追求圣洁。 自从佢遇见基督之后，Blessing佢话佢喺生命里面寻找到平安，人生嘅意义，并确信神系无条件嘅去爱佢。佢喺日常嘅生活同埋人际关系里面都能够睇到神嘅存在，佢渴望佢所做嘅一切都能够归荣耀俾神，同埋透过圣灵继续嘅改变佢，学习点样喺神嘅里面喺公义里面成长。
Hello. Growing up in a Christian family, I can't remember a time when I didn't know about Christ. I was taught from an early age that he died for my sins out of his great love. However, I never fully understood the truth. My childhood was filled with Sunday school and participation in Awana, where I recited verses, learned more about Jesus, and socialized with my friends. These activities became a regular part of my life, but I felt that my faith belonged more to my parents than to me. As I grew up, I graduated from Children's Sunday School and began attending English worship services. Initially, the sermons felt boring and repetitive, always returning back to Jesus Christ as our Savior. Yet as I matured, I began to realize that every week we forget the message because of how busy our lives are. I understood the significance of each message as God has multiple aspects of being loving, righteous, and so much more. Gradually, my relationship with Jesus deepened, and I felt like I knew him better and was more connected with him. In March 2025, my pastor approached me about getting baptized. I thought about it but decided to wait, wanting to have a stronger relationship with Jesus before publicly committing. Then, in September, he asked me again if I would consider baptism. After much reflection, I decided to move forward. Openly, I felt ready to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. During these 6 months, I worked on applying what I learned from these sermons to my daily life. After hearing a sermon about how Jesus became a servant for men, I wanted to be more Christ-like every day, serving others before myself and using my talents for the worship of God. I believed in his sacrifice for my sins, his resurrection demonstrating his power over death, and that he is the only one who can save me. I recognize that I am a sinner and I make mistakes, and I cannot fully pay for my sins, so Jesus died for me to take the punishment for me and give me salvation. This matters because as Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin are death, and Jesus took it away." Once I met Christ, I realized that my life is meant to serve God. Everything I do is not for my own benefit, but for his glory. He provides me with purpose and strength, especially during moments of temptation. I strive to have Christ-like qualities in my everyday life, aiming to be more selfless and caring towards others. These goals come with their challenges, as it can often be tough to prioritize others' needs above my own, especially during stressful times. Still, I remain committed to growing closer to Christ and following his example. Before I had a relationship with Christ, I played piano to showcase my musical talent. Now I want my music to lead others in worship and praise of God. Despite this new purpose, I know that perfection is unattainable and I will still make mistakes. But I take comfort in knowing that God will always love and forgive me as long as I repent. My relationship with God has strengthened, and I'm eager to share my story with others, encouraging them to embrace the gospel and consider baptism. As it says in Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am always with you to the end of the age." This is my story of encountering Christ. If you acknowledge that you are a sinner, believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again, and confess him as your Lord and Savior, you too can experience salvation through him. Thank you for allowing me to share my journey with Christ.
印證嘅見證係咁樣嘅。印證係一個基督教嘅家庭長大，從小就認識耶穌基督，但係好多年裡面，佢都係感覺到自己嘅信仰只係屬於佢嘅父母，而唔係佢自己嘅。雖然印證有積極參與教會嘅活動，例如主日學或者Awana兒童事工嘅一啲嘅活動，但係佢對基督嘅愛同埋犧牲嘅理解，始終都係停留於喺表面。 随住佢年纪嘅增长，印证开始参加英语崇拜，佢逐渐领悟到嗰啲喺圣经里面成日重重复复乜嘢都系讲耶稣嘅呢啲讲道嘅信息背后，原来系有更深层嘅意思。佢意识到神嘅爱同埋公义系值得佢时时刻刻嘅记得，印证同耶稣嘅关系就开始有改变，有更亲密嘅关系。 2005年嘅初，佢哋邀请考虑受浸加入教会成为基督徒。佢起初仍然都有犹豫，希望先同基督嘅关系建立更加紧密嘅联系先至算啦。咁经过几个月嘅反思，喺今年嘅9月，佢就觉得自己准备好公开宣告佢自己嘅信仰。 喺呢个期间，印证专注喺佢实践神嘅话语嘅上面，佢学习点样去侍奉其他嘅人，点样去牧师嘅地，咁样嘅生活，并运用佢自己神，即运用神俾佢嘅恩赐，例如好似弹琴，系用嚟荣耀神，唔系去炫耀佢自己。印证深信佢自己话，深信耶稣基督系为救赎佢脱离罪恶而死喺十字架上，复活并饶恕咗佢嘅罪。 神又赐咗俾佢有新嘅人生嘅目标，同埋为主而活嘅力量。尽管佢知道自己仍然会有机会跌倒，唔系一个完全嘅人，
但因正相信信靠耶稣信靠神是有恩典的，他渴望将圣经的福音和不同的人分享，使到其他的人都能够藉着耶稣基督体验到救恩的喜乐。他最后也都将这个的邀请和每个人来分享，希望你也都愿意接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。